Here are Norman Vincent Peale and Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
What better way is there to make Christmas come alive than by telling Christmas stories?
And the kind of stories that can perhaps tell us what Christmas really means.
One that I well remember is about the shepherd boy who fell down the hill. Nothing in the training of this shepherd boy ever prepared him for the dazzling light that spread glory across the plain that first Christmas. Nor had anything in his training prepared him for the beauty of the angels, who told of a Savior born that night in Bethlehem. The shepherds knelt in awe while the sheep huddled around them trembling. Then an older shepherd pointed to the bright star. "Let us follow the star," he said. The sheep and their keepers went off across the plain, slowly at first, then faster and faster. The boy, his dog, and his flock kept pace with them until suddenly a lamb bolted into the darkness. The young shepherd faced a dilemma. He wanted to abandon the lamb and hurry on to worship the Christ child. But as he hesitated, a voice seemed to speak to him from out of the past. "Remember, the stray sheep must never be forsaken. This is the first law of the shepherd." Reluctantly, he followed the stray lamb and finally had to rescue it from a deep crevice. As he climbed uphill, the exhausted lamb in his arms, stones began to slither under him, and suddenly he felt himself falling head over heels. The boy awoke in bright sunlight. His head throbbed with pain. He touched his head and found a bandage all around it. One of the shepherds knelt beside him. "The Christ child," the lad gasped. "Is it too late to see him?" The shepherd nodded sadly. "You've been lying here for many hours," he said. "We returned from Bethlehem yesterday." The boy grieved at the news. "Even the animals worshiped the baby," he told himself, "and I was not there." And for weeks, the young shepherd was inconsolable. Then one day, as he sat by the roadside, a man's voice, deep and gentle, broke in upon his sad thoughts. "Is this the road to Egypt?" the man asked. Startled, the boy looked up to see a tall stranger. The stranger was holding a staff and leading a donkey, upon which rode a pale but beautiful young woman with an infant in her arms. The woman smiled warmly at him. She bent to the infant and lifted the cloak from around its head. A curious thrill went through the shepherd boy, for it seemed to him that a haze of light shone round the baby's head. Then, with sudden understanding and a singing exultation, the boy knelt in the dust of the road before the Christ child.